From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Indonesia's capital rocked by gunfire and explosions. Militants set off a series of bombs in the capital, Jakarta, Thursday, triggering a series of heavy gun battles with police, leaving at least six people dead. In total, at least six explosions were reported. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, has been the target of several terrorist attacks, most notably the 2002 Bali bombings that killed more than 200, mostly foreign tourists. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency to issue a final report, perhaps as early as Friday, confirming that Tehran has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement reached in July, leading to sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's progress in implementing the agreement in remarks near Washington Wednesday.
I can assure you, we will continue to monitor implementation of this agreement closely because, yes, existential challenges are at stake here. And we will ensure that the specter of a nuclear-armed Iran is removed as a threat to the Middle East security and global peace. And it is not insignificant that Iran has agreed to submit to this, agreed to undertake these steps, agreed that it will not build this weapon.
Kerry also hailed Iran's release Wednesday of 10 U.S. Navy personnel after their craft drifted into Iranian waters. Iran said one of the crew members apologized for the incident. The U.S. says no formal apology has been issued. Ethiopia announced Wednesday it's scrapping controversial plans to expand the capital Addis Ababa into surrounding rural areas, a decision made public in November that sparked violent anti-government protests. Human Rights Watch says its own assessment concluded at least 140 were killed in the crackdown. This is VOA News.